welcome to Law Talk Live, powered by Meldon Law. And we have a fantastic show. I'm excited. You'll be your host for today, Charles Rickey. I am the director of marketing for Meldon Law, and it's just an honor to be here. And I'm with my co-host today, Maria Perez Youngblood, an attorney from Meldon Law. Say hi, Maria.
Hi, and happy weekend.
Oh, yeah, happy weekend. It's February 26th. It is 10:30 as we come each and every week as a, you know, Law Talk. I was saying it's an honor because Law Talk Live has been going on for 19 years.
That's crazy. That's
amazing.
Awesome.
Amazing.
You know, that's exciting.
You know how much energy Jeffrey has.
Yes, and hopefully we don't ruin it today.
I know, right? But how did we get the keys already to the nice shiny Corvette?
We're just that awesome. They trust us.
They trust us.
We're testing that today.
Yes, and now Jeffrey and Carrie are out of town, and you know, they might call in. Who knows? Jeffrey's probably going down a slope. A million miles an hour. He's having a great time with his family. But no, like I said, it's an honor because this show has been coming to you every Saturday. And in the Southeast, it's the longest legal talk show of its kind, which is awesome because it's really cool to bring this to the community. And the community's been calling it for years with all types of questions. And, you know, there's no other like it. So, again, it's an honor to be here. I'm excited. And we're both going to have a great show today. So
I'm excited. Yeah. My first time on the show.
Yeah. Speaking of seeing you here, I saw you last night.
Yeah. It was actually my first gymnastics meet.
Was it really?
Imagine that. I grew up in Gainesville, but it was my first gymnastics meet. And I went with my daughter and we got to go to the Meldon Law spin the wheel. So that was exciting because she thought I was like a celebrity.
No, that, you know, I love that. And, you know, one thing we do is a lot of activations within the community. And as director of marketing, I love to be able to, you know, to organize a lot of those events. And FanFest is a really cool one because we really get to engage with the community. And the gymnastics meet, the families come, you know, the kids get to spin the wheel, they leave with a prize. Everyone's a winner.
Yes.
At the Meldon tent. Yep. Everyone's a winner.
And there is a long line too. That was exciting too. And something else that I really enjoyed is being in the energy of the state, or excuse me, the O'Connell Center, but seeing all the Meldon Law, like in bright lights.
Yes.
That was super cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it was exciting.
I love it. I love it. You know, we're really excited about that partnership with the Gators, and we're excited to activate that partnership with the community. So we're having a blast, and it's not only gymnastics, guys. Come check us out at FanFest during football season. You know, we're going to be doing some baseball stuff, softball, women's basketball, men's basketball. So we're really out there, and we want you guys to be out there with us. So definitely come check us out. And the visors are the hot thing. Everyone wants the visors.
I want a visor. I don't think I have one. I have the black hat. I want a visor.
The black hats are nice.
I saw people wearing them around the O'Connell Center. I'm like, give me your hat.
Yeah, and then when you have a visor, you know, you maybe see Spurs somewhere and you get a signed by Spurs. And then the visor
cool.
just becomes a awesome,
yes,
awesome piece.
Yes.
So, and one other thing before we get into it, you know, we have a topic, which one thing I'm really excited about, we're bringing topics to this show, guys. So we want you guys to call in. Not only with your, you know, legal matters, but we're going to be, you know, activating you guys with topics each and every week to engage you guys. So, you know, check us out on social media. We're going to be posting those topics and then we're going to be discussing it on the show. But before we get into the topic, I want to remind you guys to go on our Meldon Law Facebook page because we have a lot going on. You know, we have softball ticket giveaways. We have, you know, baseball ticket giveaways. So one of them is the Bubbly Invitational, which is March 4th to the 6th, which the Gators are playing a series against, you know, a bunch of teams, and it's going to be a good time. So you can win tickets. Make sure to go on the page. Also, the Strawberry Fest in Ocala, which is brought to you by the Animal Habitat in Ocala, is coming March 5th. We're going to be out there. And we're going to have a nice little basket that we're going to be...
Sounds like a good family time.
It is a great family time. I don't want to give all the secrets away, but come check us out at the Strawberry Festival in Ocala. We're going to be raffling off some cool stuff. We're going to have the wheel. It's going to be a really good time. So...
I'm also new to TikTok, but Meldon Law has a super awesome TikTok account.
Yes!
I happen to be in a couple of the videos, but our awesome marketing team... They come up with these super funny and they do them so quickly. Like,
yep.
I did it through, like, in between a meetings. Abby was like, here, film this really quickly. And then by the time I came back, the video was up.
You know, it's amazing with TikTok. When you first announce it throughout the office, people are like, no, I don't want to be on TikTok. They think they have to, you know, do this act and do that and act. And it's really simple. It, you know, the trends and a lot of the platform allow you to just play with the technology and you come out looking like a star.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Jeffrey's a great sport.
Jeffrey is fantastic. They're having a blast. We're having a blast. So, you know, that's a good point, Maria. Make sure to go on our TikTok. You know, we're on LinkedIn. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're doing a lot of social media stuff at Meldon Law. And that's one thing I'm excited about. As a director of marketing, I love that we get to touch a lot of marketing stuff. And Jeffrey and Carrie are not afraid, you know, to dip their toe in any kinds of marketing waters, if you will.
Don't miss out on those giveaways. Those are some good giveaways you guys have going on.
Exactly. But all right, so before we get into the topic, Maria, I want to give you a chance to introduce yourself. I know you and I are fairly new to the firm, but you're an attorney there, and from what I've seen, you are kicking butt. But if you can just, you know, let Gainesville know where you come from, your background, all that good stuff.
I grew up in Gainesville. I graduated from PK Young. I'm a Gator grad. And I didn't realize that you and I started pretty much at the same time at Meldon Law. I feel like we've been here forever.
Right?
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
We're having fun.
Yep.
Time is flying. And my husband's an attorney here, too. My kids are at Queen of Peace. And we're very involved in the community. Lots of sports, lots of dance. And in between that, I squeeze in Meldon Law.
Nice. Well, family's important. And family is what you know, keeps us going, which, you know, Meldon Law is like a family, which is an awesome place to work. Everyone's very
family oriented.
Yep. And, you know, it starts with Jeffrey at the top, and he makes sure everyone is trained, which I love. So it's awesome.
The A team, what we call it.
The A team, exactly.
Yes.
The A plus team.
Apparently, two of them are right here.
Yep. So what's it like being an attorney at Meldon Law in Gainesville?
Well, Meldon Law has been around forever since I've been here in Gainesville. So it is truly an honor to be working here, and seeing the name in lights everywhere and learning from Jeffrey and Carrie is just such an amazing blessing and privilege to be able to. And you all, I mean, my coworkers, we see each other every day. You know, sometimes we work late, but we want to, and it's just a lot of fun. And I love our cases and the clients we have, and our clients still call us and talk to us. And a lot of our case managers, they become friends, and we go to weddings, and it's a lot of fun.
And, you know, one thing I love also with Meldon Law is the diversity.
Yes.
One thing Marie and I have in common, where are we from?
Puerto Rico,
that's right. Marie and I are both Puerto Rican. I'm from San Juan. Are you from San Juan? Is it San Juan?
No, my mom's from Vega Alta.
Okay.
My dad's from Manatí.
Cool.
But then I have cousins and aunts that, you know, we live in Dorado, San Juan, but those are the two main ones.
Yep, and we say that because we all know the Hispanic, you know, population is growing within Ocala, Gainesville, you know, Lake City. It's growing, and, you know, obviously we're both here speaking perfect English, but if we could flip it really quick and we can both start talking Spanish on a dime.
We could, and we have other Spanish speakers as well. So, you know, anybody that wants, you know, you may speak English, but you feel more comfortable in Spanish.
Correct.
We have interns, and not just us two, but we did tag team an intake this week, and that was pretty funny.
Yes, we did, which is important. And intake, you know, when you guys call, we want to make you feel welcome. You want to make you feel very comfortable. And the fact that we have now Hispanic intakes, attorneys, you know, I'm the director of marketing, I'm Hispanic. We have people in the building that can really help the community, everyone. And that's what we're trying to do. Just continue that help, because we do really great things, you know, at Meldon Law. And let's be real, every firm is trying to do their thing. But the way we approach it through the community is something that I truly appreciate. And I'm very proud to work there and do that. So, this sounds like a break coming. So, all right, we're going to come with the topic next, and then we'll get right into it. And if we got any callers, please line up. So we'll see you guys soon on Law Talk Live.
In 1971, we established the Meldon Law Firm, and since that time, the firm has been dedicated to getting the justice our clients deserve after being seriously injured in an accident. Our commitment to this community is paramount, and we won't back down in representing our clients. Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
All right, welcome. welcome back to Law Talk Live. And we just had a little brief introduction on myself and Maria and how awesome Meldon Law is. So now in our second part, we're going to get right into the topic of the week, which is basically, what is the difference between a lawyer and an attorney? And, you know, these are very common asked questions. You'll be surprised. And, you know, we're bringing that to you because it gets asked a lot. So what is the difference between a lawyer and an attorney, Maria?
So all attorneys are lawyers. The difference is to be an attorney, we are practicing attorneys. So we took the bar exam or any bar exam in the country and we passed and have a license.
That's
and
good.
We can practice. But so although all attorneys can be lawyers, it doesn't mean that just being a lawyer is a bad thing. Because some people don't go into wanting to practice law. So they go to law school to do other business ventures. My husband, for example, he went to law school, became an attorney, but then decided practicing wasn't his thing. So he used his law degree to go into a different sector. And so people do that to go into the government.
Interesting. So he would be considered an attorney,
yes,
right? But he didn't practice, so he didn't become a lawyer.
He did.
But there
are people that go straight into law school knowing they want to teach. And who wants to take a bar exam if you don't have to? That was awful.
I hear those are tough.
That was an awful week. But I passed. But it doesn't mean, you know, one is better than the other. So both are noble. But what's interesting is every country has a different way to describe what a lawyer or attorney is. So in England, they have barristers, which I think are super cool because they get to wear the robe and the wig.
The whole thing.
But a couple years ago, I had a client and they kept calling me Dr. Youngblood. And I thought at first I was hearing things. And I said to him, he was a Spanish speaker. And I said, I'm not a doctor. And he goes, well, that's what we call lawyers in my country. And I was like, well, then carry on. Don't let me stop you.
That is awesome. That is
and
very cool.
And so he
cool.
would always ask, is the doctor there? Can I speak to the doctor? And I'm like, yes, I'm here.
So, you know, and that's important. I love that explanation. And, you know, if you're listening out there, you know, you might have learned some because I think that those two, you know, words just get thrown loosely, right?
Oh,
and
yeah,
I don't
for
think
sure.
people know the difference.
Well, I think the word lawyer just kind of rolls off your tongue. At least for me. But honestly, like, it wasn't until a couple years ago that I had to look up the difference, because I would just always say, oh, I'm a lawyer or I'm an attorney, without really differentiating. Not that one's better or whatever, but there is a distinction that one is practicing because they have a license.
See, interesting. To me, I don't know, you know, I'm learning a lot. But I would attorney sounds better. It sounds like
attorney,
I don't know,
at law.
More accolades, more, you know, it just sounds a little more sophisticated than lawyer.
Yeah.
Lawyer sounds like I'm getting there. You know what I mean? But
no, I
love the explanation.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And going to law school is no easy feat. I mean, that was a torturous 3 years. I just found out that one of our attorneys, Yolanda, she may have finished earlier, so that makes her super smart in my book.
Well, we have super smart people at Meldon Law.
We do.
I love it.
We do. I think so as well. But yeah, so it's no easy feat. So going to law school in and of itself is a reward. So being able to come out lawyer. But yeah, some people just don't want to practice.
Gotcha. And the word, and that word attorney, the origination is it French, you said, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I saw attorney French.
I remember you saying that, but
yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
I'm going to take your explanation, which sounds a lot better. But
although I do like barrister, I wish we would bring that over to the States.
We should have that.
That sounds
I mean,
fancy.
I love the whole getup.
Yeah, they That'd have be- the robes and the men wear the wig, the white wig, and I don't know how I'd feel about doing that. You know, I think I'm going on 12 or 13 years now. I don't know. That might get old.
You know, that might, hint, hint, that might be our next Meldon Law commercial. You never know.
Maybe.
We have some fun ones out there.
We did have that. I saw Carrie walking around in the 70s
outfit,
and the bell bottoms.
You know, that's a little teaser for you folks out there. That's
I'm
not out yet.
To see
but
that one.
That's going
to
be fun. We're having a blast, you know, with the commercials, and, you know, we're really having a good time with it. And maybe a barrister.
Maybe.
Down the road, dressing up. I could see that.
Yeah, well, nowadays, because of, you know, COVID restrictions, I think American lawyers are taking the, like, suits on top and then leggings and sneakers. I think I went around to your suite yesterday, Suite B, showing, like, my sneakers, but I had court that morning, but I was wearing a blazer on top. So maybe that's the American attorney uniform. nowadays.
So speaking of court yesterday, I know a lot of people are curious. How's the Zoom thing versus, are we back in court? Are we, you know, for anyone listening out there that might be curious, you know, how that's going.
Right. So some courts are open. Honestly, I just find it easier to be on Zoom because we are so busy. Every attorney, we're all busy. And it's just so easy just to pop in and click the Zoom button and you're in and out and there's no travel time. And I'm one of those people that pre-COVID like to go to the courthouse at least like an hour early because you never know and you don't want the judge waiting on you.
Yep.
So that's at least 2 hours of my day that I gain back because I'm not running around.
Which allows you to close more cases and help more people,
yes.
Basically.
Yeah, and judges are wanting us to settle more. So we are really pushing those cases out of Meldon Law.
Nice. I love it. So you guys are listening out there. If you have any calls, please call in, you know, with some questions. Again, we're excited to be here. Law Talk Live, the longest running legal talk show. It's been 19 years, which is awesome. So we're excited to be here, Marie and I. You know, it's an honor to be able to host the show while Jeffrey Carey are off having fun, doing their thing. I'm sure they're working. Jeffrey doesn't stop. You know that, right?
Oh, no.
He's probably on his laptop in between slopes.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people, they think, you know, Jeffrey, you've seen the commercials forever, and he's kind of like a local celebrity. So when clients... they hear his voice and they're like, oh, he's Jeffrey. Well, and Carrie as well. They know every single case.
Yes.
There's no big or small case. He knows every fact. So you can't get anything by them.
So, you know, that's funny. Speaking of celebrity, because, you know, Jeffrey can't go in there without anyone knowing him. I'm sure the clients, are they like, after how many meetings, are they like, well, Maria, when are we going to meet him?
Well, that's the thing. Jeffrey will meet you at the first get-go.
There you go.
He knows your name. He knows your family. He knows everything. I mean, he knows more than I do, of course, but it's just, even if he hasn't met you, he knows your case.
I love it.
And there will be a time where you will meet him. He's in the office. I think he's the hardest working man, attorney, that I've ever met.
It's amazing. And it's inspiring.
He's got so much energy. Yes,
yeah,
for sure.
You know,
isn't he going to be on Dancing with the Stars coming
he
up?
He is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Yes, check out our Facebook. We do have a link for that. That is going to be a ton of fun.
I cannot wait
for the video and all the things we're going to be able to do from the marketing team on the social media when that comes out. Yeah. But yes, that's going to be a blast.
Well, what was funny is we were working on a big case and we had just gotten off a call with opposing counsel. And then he goes, hold on a second. I'll be right back. I just got to go to my dance practice. And he was in and out, zooming out. But it was just, it's funny. It's, you know, he's able to juggle it all.
Yeah, you know, he moves a million miles an hour. And speaking of a million miles an hour, this show's going a million miles an hour, which I love. So sounds like we're going to go on break. So we're going to take a quick break. So, guys, if you have any calls, please call in. We'll get you on hold here with any legal questions. We are on Law Talk Live. We'll see you soon.
Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
Welcome back, guys. We are here on Law Talk Live, and we're keeping the show rolling, which I'm excited about. Again, it's an honor to be here. Law Talk Live has been going on for 19 years, and it's amazing that Jeffrey Carey and Chris has been a big part of the show. Chris is a big part of the firm, and they've been having a blast, so we've been able to fill some big shoes.
Yeah, I'm glad that they trust us enough to get us into the rotation.
You know,
we'll be invited back.
I think we'll be invited back. We've been doing good. We've been having fun. And, you know, from a marketing perspective, I can just continue to spew all the fun and exciting, enthusiastic things that, you know, we're doing at Meldon, which is one of the things I love most about, you know, working at Meldon Law, the fact that, you know, it's not just traditional media, right, which is radio. You guys hear us on radio. You see billboards, you see TV. But it's a lot of social media stuff. You know, we're doing TikTok. We have a lot of, you know, our website. By the way, for the Hispanic listeners out there, because we touched on a little Hispanic before, you know, we have 75 pages of content on our website, which is very informative for you guys. So we're really creating, you know, our firm to help the entire community, which is something I'm proud of. I'm excited. And we're just everywhere. We're our scholar athlete program is amazing.
Oh, I have a cool story.
All right, let's hear it.
We'll see if my husband appreciates it. He was a scholar athlete back in 2000.
In 2000,
he was a scholar athlete. He played football for PK Young.
That is awesome. And you know, Abby Benton was a scholar athlete.
Yeah, I love
Abby. Abby Benton is our marketing coordinator. Shout out to Abby, who helps us get a lot of stuff done. She was a scholar athlete, and you know, a lot of locals are scholar athletes, and a lot of stars too. I mean, it's really cool. How many scholar athletes have come through Meldon Law and that program? I mean, again, I can't harp enough on the community. I've been, you know, now for 20 minutes saying that has been going on consistently. And go on our website, you know, check out more how to nominate someone, how to be a scholar athlete, because these students are exceptional. They have awesome grades. They're awesome at their sport. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, you know, basketball, baseball. They're swimming.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all types. Golf. Yeah. So what was your husband again? What sport?
He played football for PK Young.
Okay,
and
nice.
He was a scholar athlete back in 2000.
That is awesome.
Yep.
That is really cool. And I'm sure he remembers every bit
he
of
does.
That.
He does. Yeah, because they were, you know, back then, they still do. They put you on TV20.
Well, yeah, speaking of which, I love Maria's got all the teasers. We're like perfect segues. Our banquet is coming up in May, and we're excited. Our scholar athlete banquet, you know, it's a huge banquet. You're excited to bring that back. It's coming up in May, so keep on the lookout for that. And keep on the lookout for your son, cousin, friend. If there's a stellar student and they're an athlete in Gainesville, in Ocala, in this community, go online and nominate them. Nominate them, all right? So awesome. I want you guys to call into the show for those waiting and be like, wait a minute, Charles, you have not said the number yet. So it's 975-9825. All right, that is 800-975-9825. If you have any legal talk questions, anything concerning you that you might be interested in that you want to discuss here for the next several minutes, and there's all types of stuff. You hear right?
Yeah, and that's something else at Meldon Law. We kind of cover it all. Something that you told me that I didn't know is that I'm the first female attorney at Meldon Law.
And yes.
Shortly after I was hired, Yolanda Means, who's our criminal attorney, she's amazing.
Yes.
She's also hired. So I'm Yolanda and I are excited to join that rank.
Yes. Yolanda Means is awesome. Her energy is amazing. You know, and she's on the criminal side. You know, Maria's on the personal injury side. Our team is just developing, which is crazy, which is, you know, exciting. You know, not that long ago, I believe the firm in 2017.
There's only like 11 people.
Like
right?
11 people, right? Yeah. We're a staff.
And they're still around.
They're still around. You know, they're still there kicking butt.
Carolyn, and if she's listening, she's awesome. She's been there for 26 years.
And Barbara, I believe, 25 years, right?
Abby, I think like 30, 40 years.
Yeah, Abby just celebrated her. Yes. The longevity of the staff is amazing. And the growth of it, we're now at, I believe it's 39 or 40.
Yeah, I think it's right? over 40 now.
Yeah.
You guys have a bunch of interns.
We have a bunch of interns which help us kick major butts. So shout out to the interns out there. But, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. And we say that because we're putting ourselves in a position to, you know, help as many people as possible. And also, we're giving shout outs. We want to give a shout out to everyone in Lake City. Marsha, Maria, Yolanda. We have an office in Lake City, which we want to let you guys know our ribbon cutting is April 7th. It's coming up.
They're kicking butt over there in Lake City.
They're kicking butt. And, you know, we've had a couple networking events. Lake City is awesome. It is a very wholesome community.
Yeah. And so we're having fun out there. Something else that I love about Meldon Law is we're really involved in the community. And personally, I'm excited that Meldon Law is sponsoring my son's soccer team.
Ooh, yeah.
So we've got new jerseys. We're getting new hats.
I love that.
So we're excited to be representing Meldon Law this year.
You know, and again, Jeffrey, I don't catch him many times saying no, which is a, which is a great thing, right?
He's excited.
Yeah, everything in the marketing side, he's big on numbers, analytics, and obviously ROI, right? But he doesn't say no, which is one thing I love. He really likes to give back to the community, and whether it's, you know, jerseys or, you know, charities or to different, you know, church and events and things like that.
Out.
He loves helping the community, which is something that we're very proud, you know, to work
How cool is it? I mean, I'm a Gator grad and I grew up in Gainesville. How cool is it that we work somewhere that's the only official law firm partner,
Florida
Gators?
You know, and by the way, for you guys, call into the show, ask for some swag. We'll make it happen.
It's cool swag.
I can say that because I'm in charge of the swag.
Well, I wear it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I wear it outside of work.
No, but seriously, like the fact that we get to, you know, put the Gator logo on our gear is an honor.
Official Gator logo.
Official Gator logo is an honor. And people love it. They love the hats. They love the tumblers.
Yes.
I mean, we're doing some really cool stuff. By the way, check our Facebook page. I'm just going to say Yeti.
Yes.
I'm just going to say the word Yeti. So check out our Facebook and our social media.
Wait, do employees get that too?
Huh?
No, the employees don't get that.
No, employees don't get that too. I mean, maybe you can tell friends to join, but we got some fun social media stuff coming. We're going to be doing some, you know, fun raffles, giveaways, and, you know, we're just having a blast. And again, the Gator sponsorship is something we're truly proud of. We're excited.
So proud.
It's an honor, and it's something we truly cherish, and we're embracing, and it's allowing us to be, again, part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Part
when
of
football,
the Gator Nation.
Yeah, part of the Gator Nation, which is not only in Gainesville. I mean, it's
everywhere.
Everywhere. Yep.
It's everywhere.
We have an office in South Florida, too, for you guys don't know it. So just to make it official, Ocala, Gainesville, Lake City, South Florida, all over Florida, we are definitely here to help you. And, you know, we are going to be here every Saturday, guys. So make sure to tune in to Law Talk Live on the Sky. I love the Sky. I didn't even touch on that history. But I have a special place in my heart for the Sky, Odyssey in general. Fantastic station. So make sure you tune in at 10:30 every Saturday, each and every week. Jeffrey, Carrie, Mir, Maria, or who knows, maybe Yolanda.
I would love to chat with you all.
Yeah, we'll be here helping you guys with your legal matters. So we love Gainesville. You guys stay safe out there. Look for us on social media. Look for us on FanFest. And Maria, anything you want to say?
Yeah, if you want to put in a good word for Charles and I today, Jeffrey Meldon, 352-373-8000.
That's right. 352-373-8000. So we are out, guys. Have a great, great weekend. Go Gators. Jeffrey wanted me to say that. Go Gators.
Oh, go Gators. We can say that a million times.
And we are Law Talk Live. We'll see you out. Thank you.
Bye.
Live from the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.